Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learned Psalm 81, the sister psalm to Psalm 80 that we discussed yesterday. The title of this psalm is significant, Lamenatzeach al ha-gitit la'asaf, to the chief musician, on the gitit, which means a wine press, a psalm of Asaf. Psalm 80 had one message, a plea for God to appear, to shine his face on the nation, and then they would be saved. It depicted Israel as a vine that could be plucked whole from Egypt and replanted in Israel. The title of this psalm, a psalm which represents God's answer to their plea, is that the metaphor chosen is wrong. Israel's redemption process is not a magical transference of a vine whole. Instead, think of a wine press where grapes go through an entire process, a painful one, to be turned into wine. The message at the outset is to change our perspective and our expectation. Our lives are not meant to be magical and instantaneous. We are meant to toil, struggle, even suffer before we can become the fine wine about which we dream. This psalm presents that story, showing what happens if people just expect and don't work towards true change. The first section announces the appearance of God, the Savior. Seemingly, the call was heard, and the Lord has chosen to shine his face upon the people. Harininu le'Elohim, and the people's response is, Harininu le'Elohim uzenu hariu le'Yaakov, sing aloud to God, our strength, make a joyful noise. Se'u zimra tnu tov, kinor na'im navel, braise a song, beat the tambourine, sweet lyre with the harp. Tiku v'chod shofar v'kesed v'chagenu, blow a shofar. It's a festival. Chok l'Yisrael hum shpeta le'Yaakov. This is a statute of Israel, an ordinance of God of Jacob. It's like Joseph, when he was walked down to Egypt, even though he didn't know the language, he was able to converse. The people rejoice. After all, God appeared. He's a strength. Time to sing and dance, blow a shofar. A festival is in order. But then God speaks. And this is the opposite of what they expected. Batzara karata v'chotzeka. You called in trouble, and I saved you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Shma ami va'idabach Yisrael im tishmali. Hear me, O my people, and I'll warn you. Only if you listen to me. Lo yebacha el zar v'lo tishachav el nechar. There shall be no strange god amongst you. You won't worship any foreign god. Anochi Adonai Elohecha Malcha Eretz Yisrael Marchev Picha Ve'amaleu. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Velo Shama Ami Lekoli VeYisrael Lo Avali. But my people would not listen to my voice, and Israel would have none of me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, and that Israel would walk in my ways. I should soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. God tells his people to listen to him. They may be receiving the word of God, but they're not listening to it. Four times he uses the word Shema, expressing his frustration with his nation's lack of attentiveness. If only they had listened and walked in my ways, cries God, I would have solved their problems, defeated their enemies, and brought the people close to me. Instead, God has to teach them to listen, to follow, and to learn on their own to return to God. What good is it for man to plead with God to return us to him if we do not know what to do when he gets there? How can we rejoice on the day of God when we quiver at the thought of being judged according to our actions? If they would listen, then God would indeed provide salvation. If they did it right, the haters of the Lord cringe before him, and their punishment should last forever, and he would feed his chosen ones with the finest of wheat and satisfy with honey from the rock. The psalm tackles the very heart of man's philosophical understanding of God's ways in the world. Unfortunately, it emanates from the distress and suffering of Psalm 80, in which the author poetically calls out to God for salvation time and time again. Psalm 81 reminds us of the psalmist's difficult plight in the world. He's in dire predicaments, first and foremost due to their sins and unwillingness to choose God's path. Human nature causes him to look at this world through a very narrow lens, seeing only sorrow, without perspective and without appreciating the bigger picture. The psalm instructs him and us to be aware that we are not perfect, constantly abiding by God's will. We are flesh and blood with desire and willpower. We fashion our own fate and determine our own destiny. In the end, much as he would like to compare himself to the simple and perfect vine, he must experience the difficult and even degrading process of turning that beautiful grape into even more tasty and sustaining wine. For the grape on the vine is a short lifespan. It soon dries up or spoils. However, if he benefits from the process of the wine press, then just as wine improves with age, so too the Jewish people will mature, age, develop, and become truly perfected as the generations unfold into eternity.